Oh my goodness, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I'm sorry for that little delay there. We are here 6:05 right on the dot. Wait, actually, no, it's 6:06. What a beautiful day. Oh my God, I love the hot summer. Who else loves hot? Who else loves hot summer? Like, I'm going to tell you, there is nothing quite like summertime in Boston. I don't know, you can agree, you could disagree, but it is quite a sight. That rhymed. That rhymed. It is quite a sight. Really? What is that? Okay. So, I don't have anything planned on the show today. Everything's kind of free-formed right now. I'm just kind of going with the flow. I've been outside. I've been really connecting with nature, connecting with summer, connecting with the beautiful earth, and just connecting with God and spirit. And in these 2 hours, it's 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to just have a spontaneous spiritual time, but we are definitely going to have our guided meditation before anything else. Before we do anything else, we're going to ground ourselves, protect ourselves before we open up to this beautiful paranormal playground. So that when we open up and we open up our hearts, we make sure that we're grounded, we're lifted and protected as we open up to the ethers and we open up to the great, beautiful unseen. Oh, don't forget to watch my TV show this Thursday, 6 p.m. So wait, no. I'm so sorry. It's not this Thursday. It's next Thursday. The Boston Medium. I will be giving vision live readings. Live is the number to call in. Please find me wherever you can. Find me wherever you can. Boston Medium, Real Boston Medium. Instagram, Facebook, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, my Facebook page. And call in and see if you want a free live reading. But anyways, so we get correct. We're getting correct with this playlist. Before we get into our guided meditation, let's lift. I want to uplift the energy. I want to uplift. What are we going to play right now? You know what? I'm going to play the Clash Guns of Brixton because, you know what? It's so appropriate. Anyways, stay tuned because we got a great show. It's just a great show, Channeling Spirit. It's a great show connecting and uplifting the vibrations, and everything is good and copacetic. Stay tuned. After this song, we are doing our live guided meditation. Woo!
He's famous. crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
So, thank you for joining me. Let's start right now with our guided meditation. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You could be driving. We can be outside walking. You can be cleaning. You can be working. You can be doing anything. But tonight, right now in this moment, take the time to unwind and just settle in and just this gorgeous, beautiful weather. And just take in this beautiful energy of gratitude. We're going to start. Take some nice deep inhale. Exhale. So unbelievably loved right now. Just put that into your subconscious and put that into the energy and a friendly reminder, you are so unbelievably loved. Let in all that love just come in. What's going on? Let that love come in. Let it joyfully, beautifully make magic in your life. Let the vibration increase and let the light of God surround you. Always uplifting to the highest good and the highest energy possible right now. That light that's shining and glowing and feeling good and feeling free. Letting in all that magnificence and letting in all that is good and real that wants to come into your energy field. Let in the brilliance that wants to come in and connect with you. What are you feeling right now in your heart space as your heart opens up? What is in this plentitude and the abundance of the energy of life wants to tell you? Right now, open up your heart and open up that energy to vibrate and to receive the most magnificent good and to receive the most magnificent energy right now. understanding how loved you are, understanding that fully high vibration that you are in, and fully high magnificence. You are so beautiful. Feeling energy and spirit that comes to your mind and comes to your fruition, and you see that comes close to you everything that is here and for you, everything, all things that are good and real. All things that are good and real right now shine in the light of God and shine in the light, and it shines in the essence to know that you are God. You are God. That is the perfection of the magnificence that wants to shine down and rain. All the beautiful, magnificent rain that falls. And in that rain, every raindrop that falls upon you, every little bubble of a raindrop, that frequency is a high frequency of clearing and cleansing and bringing you to your higher self. This is the right time right now. There is no better time right now than to be alive. There is no better time right now than to feel the connection to your higher self. There is no better time right now to be reminded how beautiful this life is right here and right now, in the magic and the plentitude that surrounds you. Life is so good. It is so fantastic, and it is here. Everything is here for you. You are meant to experience pleasure. You are meant to experience love. You are meant to experience play. You are meant to experience and have all these wonderful material things. You are meant to have it all right here. That sunshine that shines right here, right now, is a reminder. That vitamin D, that energizing feeling right here, that is a reminder that there is a never everlasting supply, a limitless supply of energy and good. It is a limitless supply of how much God in the universe loves you. It is an endless supply to remind you how much is given without an expectation of you giving anything back. You see, that love is so unconditional. You see that love and that mysterious light right here. That magic right here. That playfulness right here. And that beautiful energy right here. And that vibrating good that is vibrating for you right here. You see, that is spectacular, and it's magic, and it's God. And it's the God self reflecting back at it. And you are the God self. You are the Christ consciousness. You are Christ in the flesh. Now understand that you are this. You are as magnificent as all the ascended masters. You are just as magnificent as all those playful masters. Jesus Christ, Buddha, all of the magicians that lived, Saint Germain, the magnificence is here. The magnificence is here. It's in your heart, and it's lighting up every moment. And imagine how beautiful it is right now to be able to connect with a loved one. Who do you want to talk to in the spirit world? What love shines within you? That moment where you make a conscious connection to connect with your loved one, connect with a family member, a friend who's crossed over that you would like to talk to. Because in this energy, we understand and we believe that life is eternal, and we never really die. We just continue and transition to the next phase of our energy portal. Who do you want to talk to? They're right here with you. Even if you have a block and you may not be able to see them, or you don't feel anything, by you listening and tuning in and tapping in, you get closer to it. You get closer to that energy of making contact. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for all my angels. We say this. Thank you for all the angels that surround us. Imagine yourself right now, immersed in this beautiful, beautiful, clear day, in this beautiful green field. A beautiful green field, however you want to picture, whether it is in the beautiful farm pastures, wherever it's a beautiful football field or a playground or wherever it is in the countryside in a different country. It doesn't matter. But picture yourself in this beautiful green field. And in this beautiful green field, you are greeted with all these angels. And you see your loved ones rushing to you. All of your beautiful loved ones rushing to you. Making contact with you right now. Can you feel the love of angels? Can you feel the love of your spirit team? Protecting you. Knowing that you are safe and you belong. Here to remind you about the brilliance. Here to remind you about eternal life. Here to remind you that for this is just a temporary experience. This is just a dream. And you are eternal and you will meet and see your loved ones again. You are meant to see your loved ones all over again. You are meant to have fun. You are meant to feel love and be present. Life is a celebration. And right now we are being reminded of this lovely, beautiful celebration. Feel it. Be this. You are light. You see your angels, and you notice your angels have a message for you. They call, they take you close and they hug you with all their might. You can feel the love just wash over you. You look up into the sky, into the ethers, and there's a beautiful bird. It's a beautiful blue jay that flies around you. Blue Jay drops a little beautiful note to you, and that note has a message. It could be very short, like on a fortune cookie, or it could be long, like a paragraph, or it could just say one word. But this message is from your angels, and it's beautiful, it's high, it's a positive message. What does it say? Whatever that message is, that is for you, that is specifically for you to focus on and to have. I invite you to look for the signs today. Look for all the signs of spirit. Play with this because they want you. Whatever your desires and whatever it is that you want in life wants you. Be an attractive force by opening up your heart. So when you are ready, we're going to come back to Earth. We're going to come back here. You're going to open up your eyes. You're going to give a nice big smile. You're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're going to dance in this beautiful joy. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, so much for everything you've done, everything you continue to do, and the miracles you make in our lives, and making yourself so visible, always making yourself visible to us, always revealing the great unseen, for you have no idea how much you make a difference in our lives. You have no idea how much you help us to understand that there is more to life than just the 3D realm. You help us to realize that life is eternal. Okay. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, that was our guided meditation. 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts, free formed radio. Whee! Life is good. So there's a lot of wonderful things that have happened. If you're just tuning in and wondering, you know, what goes on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, well, that's part of it. We have the guided meditation. Not only do we have the guided meditation, though, my dreams have been crazy. I had a dream that I was a Beach Boys song. I had a dream Tupac came to me, and he was definitely speaking. I didn't create a post, though, to put all this wonderful information because I've been so busy and I've been outside connecting with spirit. So, I try to balance that whole social media and being able to make sure I have time to connect with spirit and be outside and all of that stuff. So, sorry to make that post. I had a dream about the Rat Pack. Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were back in my dream. They're always in my dream. So we're going to try to play some Rat Pack stuff. You know, I had a dream about one of my favorite bands, the Cardigans. A lot of garage rock and, you know, 60s psychedelic. You know, so I'm going to have, you know, this is going to be an interesting playlist. But also, too, we're going to do the vinyl, the angel vinyl, where I pick random vinyl and I just play it. And we do a reading from that. And I hope, you know, I want to focus a lot on that, where I haven't done that in a while. So this is just a very spontaneous show. We're just going to tap into the unseen, tap into spirit. What does spirit want to tell us this show? What are the phenomenal things that are going to happen to us? What are the phenomenal things that basically are waiting to take place right now? So, you know, here we go. Anyways, this is a very, very interesting song I want to play. It's actually Tupac. I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. You know, because Tupac was, I talked to Tupac's spirit a lot. He was one of the first spirits that started coming in and connecting with me and coming in my dreams. He's in my dreams so much. He gave me a song. He is one of my favorite spirits to connect with. Oh my God, I love him so much. So let's see what's going on in Tupac world. Stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. 7:05, we're doing the shamanic drumming. Yes, that's right. We do live shamanic drumming here. But until then, let's hang tight and let's enjoy some music. Woo!
I can remember being whooped in class. And if I didn't pass, mama whooped mine. Was it my fault? Papa didn't plan it out. Broke out, left me to be the man in our house. I couldn't take it, had to make a profit. Found a block, got a click, and I clock grips. Making these was my mission. Moving up for this to get my mama out the kitchen. And why must I sock a fella? Just to live large like Rockefeller. First you didn't give a damn, but you're learning now. If you don't respect the town, then we'll burn you down. Goddamn, it's a mother Black people on the way. Then don't pass through, cause some OG fools might blast you. It ain't right, but it's long overdue. We can't have peace till the G's get a piece too. I want G, so you label me a criminal. And if I die, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
We now bring you a special update on the Tupac Shakur.
I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. What's a black life worth? A bottle of juice is no excuse. The truth hurts. And even when you take this, move counties, get a lawyer, you can shake this. Ask Rodney, Latasha, and many more. It's been going on for years, there's plenty more. When they ask me, when will the violence cease? When your troops stop shooting G's down in the street. Read that enough, time to make a difference. Bear witness on our own business. Fix the guard, cause it's hard trying to make ends meet. First we couldn't afford sh- now everything's free. So we lose. Please don't shoot when you see. I'm taking from them. For years they would take from me. Now the tables are turned around. You didn't listen until the nigga burned it down. And now Bush can't stop the hit. I predicted the sh- it's apocalypse. And for once I was down with Nick. Felt good in the hood being around again the year. And for the first time everybody let go. And the streets is death row. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
Hey Fox, how's it going?
I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
racist basis. Misplaced hate makes disgrace for racist. We hunter, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out of people that reacting right. Cause both black and white is smoke crack tonight.
Hey,
and the only time we deal is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And though it seems heaven sent, we ain't ready to have a black president. And ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary black and it's filled with blacks. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse than black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a G, he's a heat, bro. Moji, Moji, Moji's. Rather be a dead than a poji. Let the Lord judge the criminals. If I die, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. And I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
Hey, Buck.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Heidi ho. It's your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, freeform radio. Life is good. That I hope you guys got what you needed from that guided meditation. I'm feeling supercharged. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling good. I was feeling good before I came here, and I hope to feel good afterwards. You know, life is constantly changing, and we're going constantly. When you're in a creative mode, when you're in a creative space, you're in a space where you are open to grow. You're gonna have so much more periods where your evolution is constant, so you're constantly changing, you're constantly letting go of things. And quoted by my favorite spiritual teacher, Michael Bernard Beckwith, spiritual growth is all about letting go, and it really is. So the seasons are changing, the times are changing. If you're going through a period where you're letting go of something, you know, the message I'm getting right now in the channeling is allow yourself. Please allow yourself to go through the motions. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to numb yourself. Don't try to tell yourself that you're not feeling pain of letting go of something. When you're letting your old self die, let that self die. Let the ego die to what it needs to, because nothing new can come in. I'm telling you right now, nothing new can come in if you don't allow yourself to die. You don't allow yourself, the old self, to be able to just be removed from your new self. And when we try to cover up what we're feeling, when we're feeling grief or pain, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an actual like death, but it can also be, you know, the death of yourself, of letting yourself grow, whatever it is that you had to let go of. Remember that when you're feeling those feelings and you're going through the motions and you're allowing yourself to feel that, all of that is key to the greatest version of yourself, of who you're becoming. So when that's happened and that's arrived, let it flow. Because when you trust, this is the process of spirit, this is the process of angels. When we trust that everything is going to fall into place, when we let go of something and that the new is going to come in, that's what life is all about. And you will get better. You'll get something that you asked for, but you're going to get something even better when you will allow yourself to just trust in the universe. And that's what it's all about. Trusting. Trusting the great unseen. Trusting something we don't see. But that is all with spirit communication. When we allow spirit to come into our lives and we allow ourselves and we open ourselves to a door that we don't know of, and sometimes it can be scary, you're okay. Just wanted to put that in. There was a channeling that I got. So this is a process. This is the summertime, and we're shedding the old snake skin and letting in the new. And I feel like that will be our spirit animal for the shamanic journeying, is a snake. Shedding the snake skin. So how about something uplifting? So we can do this where I want to bring in a Beach Boy song. Good timing. I actually have the Beach Boy song, Good Timing, tattooed on my forearm. Good timing. It's tattooed on my forearm. And because this is, I can't choose a favorite Beach Boys song, but this is definitely up there. And I'm so proud to have a Beach Boys song tattooed on my arm. And I'm so proud to have the Smile album. I've got two Beach Boy tattoos and I need more. So let's do this. Here is Good Timing by the Beach Boys. Please stay tuned. 7:05. We have the Shamanic Journeying. And let's do the vinyl pull. That vinyl angel card pull. Love you.
Good time.
Hello, hello. It is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin Knight, the Boston Medium. And you are here. We are here in a high vibration. We are here. We're feeling good. Feeling good. I hope you enjoyed that from the Beach Boys and the Cardigans and just, you know, ripping it up here. Ripping it up. Speaking of ripping it up, I was like, I want to hear this Frank Sinatra song. I haven't heard it in a while. So, Frank Sinatra, The World We Knew. Oh, I love Dream. That's another spirit. That's another spirit. Frank Sinatra is constantly in my dreams. So, thank you, Infinite Spirit, for just bringing in all this beautiful, wonderful energy to us and to continuously be inspired, continuously feel the love of the infinite. So here we go with some Frank Sinatra. We're at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reform Radio. Please, please stay tuned right here. Oh, it's right here. I'm like, what is going on here? Ew, right here.
Over and over, I keep going over the world we knew. Once when you walked beside me, that inconceivable, that unbelievable world we knew. When we two were in love, and every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon seemed to be ours. Each road that we took turned into gold, but the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. And every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon seemed to be ours. Each road that we took, it turned into gold, but the dream was too much for you to hold. I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. Over and over I keep going over the world we knew.
Oh my goodness, I'm having so much fun. So guess what? Guess what vinyl I pulled? Rush. That is the Angel vinyl vinyl reading. So basically, instead of tarot cards, I pull vinyl from the WMFO station catalog, and I use that as a reference, and I use that as readings. So as I use that as readings, I basically give the message. So usually what will happen is, so that was Night by Night, Fly by Night by Rush. So I picked this, and guess what they had? Guess what song they had? The Necromancer. So if you want to be reminded what the Necromancer is, so how is it that I picked vinyl that has to do with exactly the supernatural and the paranormal? This happens literally every time I'm here. I will pick vinyl and it will have a word that references to whatever we're talking about or whatever, the supernatural, unseen. Necromancer, a person who practices necromancy, a wizard or magician. So what is, you know, what is necromancy? Practice of magic involving communication with the dead by summoning their spirit as apparitions or visions for the purpose of divination. Imparting the means to foretell future events and discover hidden knowledge, sometimes categorized under magic. The term is occasionally also used in more general senses to refer to witchcraft or as a whole. Ooh. Isn't that interesting that I would pull that? Whew. Is the practice of magic involving communication with the dead by summoning their spirits as apparitions or visions for the purpose of divination. This is just nuts. Like, it's just nuts. So I'm going to play the Necromancer, but there you have it. This is how it works. This is to show that spirit is here and that that is the connection. And that is exactly, you know, they're making themselves visible. So if you had a hard time believing, if, you know, I'm not here to try to convince you, but if you're feeling this and you're feeling, oh, wow, you know, I'm feeling that, it's, you can communicate with spirit. You're in tune and you understand how this works. So let's get on with this because I can't wait to listen to the Necromancer. So here we go. And remember, 7:05, we have the shamanic drumming, and I can't wait to go in with you and get healed and get into a higher vibration. So here we are with some more Rush. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio.
As three traces of dawn tints the eastern sky, the three travelers, men of Willowdale, emerge from the forest shadow. Fording the river Dawn, they turn south, journeying into the dark and forbidding lands of the Necromancer. Even now, the intensity of his dread power can be felt, weakening the body and saddening the heart. Ultimately, they will become empty, mindless specters, stripped of will and soul. Only their thirst for freedom gives them hunger for vengeance.